Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're only an hour in. Is that right? We're on till 11. Matt Bubala with you on the download on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman got the night off. I don't know if he's somewhere getting rained on, waiting for a banner to get hung, or what he's doing, but he'll be back with us, I think, tomorrow evening. Matt Bubala here until 11, though. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've been talking a lot about United Airlines tonight. We're going to do a little more of that. Mr. John Williams, our old friend from the mornings. Actually, it's not mornings. He's on 1 to 3 weekdays. He's on 10 to noon Saturday mornings. Your old pal John Williams, who I actually broke in here with at WGN back in 1997, produced John for 10 years before I moved on and started my own company, and have gotten to do a lot of fun little things around here at WGN ever since. 312-981-7200 is the number. So the United Airlines thing. Bob, you're on 720 WGN. What do you want to say about it, buddy?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Okay, here's a couple of things. First of all, the Chicago Department of Aviation Police really isn't a duly constituted law enforcement agency.
Okay.
Their basic job is to provide unarmed security at the airport. Checking people if somebody's stealing bags or something like that, or check gates, those kinds of things.
So they're completely separate from TSA, right? They're not part of TSA at all. They're sort of airport mall cops.
Airport mall cops.
You got to turn down your radio, Bob.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on one second. I'm on my car, on my speakerphone.
I understand.
So, you're there? Hold on here.
No, we're here. We're here. We can hear you now, buddy. So, they're sort of like airport mall cops.
They're airport mall cops. They don't have the authority to arrest anyone. They can detain and turn them over to the Chicago Police Department or to the TSA Homeland Security Police. Technically, the gentleman that was on the airplane, he can be charged with a federal offense for interfering with the operation of a aircraft and interfering with airline personnel and the duty of their job.
Boy, I'll tell you what, if they charge him now, if they already bloodied the guy, dragged him off by his arms, this whole scene that's made United look so bad, if they now charge him with anything, that's going to be a pretty amazing turn of events, if you ask me. Thank you, Bob, very much for the call. Joining us in studio right now is my old friend John Williams. Hello, John Williams.
Hi, producer Matt.
You
were my producer.
I was your producer for 10 years here. I'm not anymore, John. I'm on the radio.
Oh, hello,
host. You're in that chair.
Hello, host Matt.
Hello, King John. Do I still have to do that?
No, you do not.
Oh. Hi, King John. How are you,
buddy?
I can't
believe how different you and I are on this topic.
I can't believe you're choosing the wrong side on this.
What is your question?
I don't have a question. What is there a question?
Who screwed up more?
United Airlines could not have screwed up almost any more unless he died and they dragged him off.
So did he have any sort of culpability in how badly this played out?
I'd have to really think about
that. Did he make it worse for himself and everybody on that plane?
By absolutely refusing to get off?
Right.
Yes.
When the cops came on board, did you think that was negotiable?
When security came on board.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Okay.
The mall cops. When those people came on board, do you think that there was now still the opportunity that he could talk himself onto the flight?
I don't know. I'd have to think that through. But so you think that you fight the good fight as long as you can, and once they say it's time to go, you just move on.
You know, this isn't even pick your battles. I'd say pick your locations. He's getting screwed. But so laying down and screaming like a little girl is the right approach?
I don't think he laid down and screamed, did he? They came and grabbed him as he was sitting in the seat.
Like a sack of potatoes. I mean, he didn't stand up. He wouldn't cooperate. The only way to get him off the plane was to drag him off the plane.
Go ahead, Lise. This is as they're dragging him off the flight.
Yeah, I want this guy as my surgeon.
Really? You're going to get on him like you're not a good surgeon if you can't handle being dragged away by the police properly?
Kinda.
How about that you like that he wants to get home and do, perform surgery? A, do you think he's really a surgeon? Because
yeah, right.
I could see myself on the flight going, dude, I'm a doctor. I have to be on this plane.
I use that all the time. It gets me into restaurants. I'm a surgeon. Let me in. No, I mean, you know what? Here's the deal. This is what's such crap about that. What if he is a surgeon? Oh, so we let the surgeon off because, or on. We keep him on because that's important.
I'm sorry.
But what if you're an accountant or a teacher or a welder? That's not important
enough? Here's the difference. Never on a flight do they go, is there an accountant? Is there a welder? They don't. But what will they yell at once in a while, John? Is there a doctor on board?
If they're
he's half an employee. He should be able to fly to Louisville.
Somebody said to me this afternoon that there's a lot of ways to get that crew, which bumped him to Louisville. They could have flown him on another carrier.
Maybe they could have. What time was this flight at? It was like 4:30, right?
Something like that.
There's not a ton of flights to Louisville. I have to fly once in a while to Nashville or somewhere smaller like that. And I fly United exclusively. I love United Airlines. It's my hometown airline. I got 400,000 miles I'm sitting on.
Wow.
Because I bag them like crazy to use once in a while, right?
Sure.
I want to take the family overseas or whatever. So I love them, and I don't want this to be the way this is. But you can't handle it. But I will say in their defense, it is hard probably at 4:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. There might not be a lot of other flights that are headed to Louisville. They probably don't want to send a crew on some connecting flight to Des Moines or something like that before they get to Louisville. They want to get them there because they need 8 hours of rest before they fly or some regulation probably. So I understand that. But there has to be another way. Why don't you? Because here's the thing that Roe was telling me earlier, that the federally mandated maximum they can offer is $1,300.
Oh, really? I thought it was supposedly four times the cost of the ticket. But
well,
okay.
I don't know.
Say
but they only got to 800, right?
Right. I know. They played it cheap, it sounds like.
Well, that's a mistake, isn't it? Or isn't it just, John, at the end, don't you just say, listen, we're going to have to figure out something else out for the flight tomorrow morning. They're going to need a different, you know, I don't know what we're going to do.
You mean in Louisville?
We're going to get a different crew tomorrow to Louisville
because
this crew isn't making it there because we're not going to engender the bad publicity that comes from dragging people off the flight.
You're suggesting that was the better course?
Even if this guy gets up and goes and his wife and then two other people, and I never heard the aftermath of the story, so his wife chases after him as he's being dragged bloodied away from the plane. Did then two other people just jump up and go, cool, yeah, I'll go?
No, or two people preceded him.
Two people had already gone, politely.
Yeah, without incident, without going, wah, wah, wah. I think we're fighting different fights, Matt. You're fighting the first half of the story. I'm fighting the second half.
You are upset that he was such a pansy about just getting up and leaving the plane?
I'm not upset about that.
You had paid to get on a flight and go somewhere. You had paid. You were already boarded. It's not like at the counter they said, sorry, this is oversold. We're going to have to reaccommodate you. He's on the plane sitting there waiting to take off. And they said, sorry, bud, your number's up. Let's go.
Yeah, see, you're still talking about the mistake the airline made.
Okay, but I'm saying once they do that to you, you are sitting on a flight. You think you go to Brandon and go, yeah, well, they picked
everything
us,
up
we
to where
go.
The police walked on the plane,
uh-huh.
The airline owns.
Okay.
Everything after the police gets on the plane, the passenger owns.
Well, except that the airline owns that the police got on the plane. The airline could have stopped that from happening. Just say, you know what, we don't need to go crazy here.
We don't need to go crazy here. They're federal rules, and this is a belligerent passenger.
He was belligerent. Well, what's our definition of belligerent? He didn't get drunk. He didn't push somebody. He didn't grope somebody. He refused to leave the seat he had paid for and was allowed to get into in the first place.
I think special rules apply or strict. I think a strict. I'm a big situational ethicist. You know that. But I think strict adherence to the rules really needs to apply on airplanes. I don't have much wiggle room for your special needs or your interpretation or the fact that you're getting screwed and you don't like it. He's getting screwed. He paid for a ticket and he's getting bumped out of his seat. The other couple got off the plane. Now here come the cops. And everything up till now, the airline has mishandled because they should have resolved this before he got on the flight. And maybe they should or shouldn't have called security, although I don't know what they're supposed to do about that because the airline also has an obligation to a couple hundred people in Louisville that are looking to fly. But for the inconvenience of this man, the 200 people in Louisville would be able to fly. But no, this one belligerent guy in Chicago kept those people from enjoying the tickets they paid for. Whatever. Once the cops step on the plane, you're the guy. And you go, wow, this is my worst day. What do you do?
I don't know.
You don't know. Do you do what
he
did?
Well, I've never been on the plane, John, police come to drag me away. I have no idea.
I'll bet you don't do what he did. I mean, really.
Can we turn off the crying? Is that your problem with it? Is his reaction dragging him?
I'll stop.
If he had just gone in handcuffs and been taken away, then you're cool with the protest of the moment. But it's the that's what's got you?
I'll stop characterizing his protest if you stop describing him as bloody. How about that?
You saw the video, right?
Yeah, a little bit of blood on him. I did today, too. I cut myself shaving.
You did not bleed that much from shaving.
I didn't throw myself into an airplane seat. It was on him.
Now he threw himself into an airplane seat?
Dude, if you're...
are you working for United?
I'm on a retainer.
He threw himself into the airplane seat and he got nicked like he was shaving. What do you want from us?
This is why you invited me over here, right?
Wow.
I stand by everything
I'm
saying.
You must be a gold star flyer
on
that.
Let's take some calls and see how many people are in my parade.
We need to take calls. Leslie, you're on 720 WGN.
Oh, hi. You kind of touched on it a moment ago. I just don't understand what legal right an airline has to throw you off because they don't have enough seats for what their needs are. They don't have the right to oversell something. Realtor, and if I have a building with 32
this is a good point, yeah,
floor, and tell two guys they have to give them up. That's not how it works. Once you've bought and paid for something, you own it.
But
and I don't know why that guy should have had to get up.
I totally understand it, Leslie, and I thank you for the call. And I'm not going to argue that point, because here's the thing. It's perfectly legal for them to do that.
Yeah.
You are technically renting the seat. And if they have to remove you, that's, and I just learned this. Because here's the thing, John, you say, well, what if you were on that plane? What would you have done? I would have been sitting there going, wait a minute. I bought the ticket. You let me on the flight. Now, for the most part, if you're offering me $800, $1,300, I'm probably saying, yeah, that's cool. Okay. You know, there's nothing life-changing I have to be at. I'm not a surgeon.
Does the motel have a pool? Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, for the most part. But, John, if you're, say, I'm going on vacation. Say I'm leaving for Mexico.
I have a connecting flight. Anything, yeah.
Anything. Then I'm like, no, I need to be
totally
on this flight.
I'm totally screwed.
I'm ticked off.
Life sucks for you today.
And probably,
what are you going to do about it?
Probably I might be on there until the cops come to take me away. I could see that happening. Now, I don't think I would have ended up bloodied and things like that, because once the law enforcement gets on, I don't think I'm throwing a hissy fit and ending up bloodied. I probably get up and go, I cannot believe you are doing this, United. This is going to look really bad. And I'm threatening them like that. And then I'm probably in some zip ties walking off the plane. I'm telling you, John, 312-981-7200. We'll do this more next, 720 WGN.
Really? You're going to play this? All right, fine.
No, you're not! You're staring! 312-981-7200. John, we've been taking new mantras for United Airlines throughout the night as well. So it's not fly the friendly skies anymore. We need to update that. It's the new United, John. They hired John Burge as their director of security.
We'll pause while that sinks in at home.
Thank you for finally getting that.
There it is.
In John's favor, 773 writes, the passenger acted like a toddler. Thank you, John, for your reasonable
input. So far, all the text and call have agreed with me.
815 says, I would have been yelling, is there a lawyer on board?
Really?
Not everybody's agreeing with you.
Let's take some more calls. It seems like phone lines are jammed with people that want to tell me I'm right. Can't get a line into this place.
Patrick, you're on 720 WGN. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
How you doing?
Do you have a new mantra, a new motto for United Airlines, something to replace fly the friendly skies?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
United we stand, united we fall.
United we stand, united we fall, united we failed. We failed!
Wait a minute. Do you agree, Patrick, who screwed up more, United or the passenger?
I don't know. You know, it's a tough call, but I think that you know, the old adage is the customer's always right. You don't take a guy off like that. You don't take him down like that on a plane. I don't know. It's bad for business, you know?
Yeah.
It's bad
right
for
about
business.
That. Bad He's right for about business. That.
Thank you very
Patrick.
Much, Patrick. See, that's the thing, John. It's bad for business. The guy who get, you know, maybe he loses some, you know, you're not getting your surgery done from him in Louisville. I know he lost you as a customer. But Unite, there's a Twitter campaign,
blood,
Boycott
blood,
United.
Oh, blood, ah.
You know who's totally, I wonder how they're playing this out in Louisville. I wonder how the 200 people in Louisville who are supposed to get to Orlando.
Well, they got there.
I know.
Good for them. Oh, you got to Orlando. I'm so happy for you. Only took one bloody passenger for it to happen. Go United.
Okay.
Jim is on 720 WGN. Hey, Jim, how are you?
John Williams cannot be farther from the truth. First off, he doesn't have any more information than the rest of us have.
True.
That video clearly shows.
Clearly.
Abusive to the passenger, and quit repeating me and let me finish.
No, but I like it. I'm reiterating.
Let
it,
the
Jim.
Man talk. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim.
So all it shows there, okay, maybe that guy has whatever his nature is, and making a mockery of him, of how he responded to when they were dragging him out of the seat. That guy was abusively flung out of that seat, and they hit his face into the armchair of the aisle across. That takes a lot of energy to do that. And I don't see that anywhere, how you can make a mockery of this person and you don't even see the entire video.
Thank you, Jim, very much. I'm going to stop him there because he's just going to keep going, John.
I saw the video.
I like it. You saw the video. All right, let me ask you this, John. Do you remember a year or two ago when there was a student in a classroom who was refusing to get out and the cops came in and slammed that kid down?
It was at a lecture.
Okay.
They had a special, if we're talking about the same one, yeah.
I don't remember. I remember it was a kid in a, you know, the type of seat you and I sat in grade school or high school, and the kid wouldn't get out of the seat, and the cop, like, flipped the seat over.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different one, but yeah.
And dragged the kid out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was that kid's fault. Because they didn't get up and get out of the seat.
I'm not going to play this game with you, Matt.
Well, I'm just comparing instances where people were told, I mean, the cops show up. That is the moment that you say, okay, I understand. This
right.
is going to happen.
Right, right, right. Well, that's true.
So that kid should have just gotten up and gotten out of the seat.
Sure he should have. I mean, he should not have.
Of course he should have, yes. But there was still an abusiveness to that, right?
I think so. I mean, I guess I'm not sure that an adult on an airplane, which to me is an adult and an airplane is different than a class. Aren't you a little apprehensive? Don't you have a little anxiety on an airplane? Don't you think we should all be on our best behavior?
Absolutely. I think the airline should do a better job of making that how it is and coming on and saying, you know what? We screwed up. We need four crew members on this flight. Four of you got to go. I mean, think about that. It's like some weird, like, I don't know, most dangerous game situation. Not everybody can survive. Four of you will die. It's like a Belko experiment right on the plane.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Hi, Rob.
What was the final offering from United?
$500 less than they're federally mandated to get to.
Okay.
$1,300 is the max. They went to $800.
Don't you think it would have been nice had they had like an auctioneer sort of guy up at the front of the plane?
That's how they would have done it on Southwest.
Right. Hang on, give me that. Anybody see anybody? You know. Yeah, no, I have 600. 600 fans going to hear me. You know. And then you get to the point where, you know, now people, it's profitable for them to leave.
Right. It wouldn't be the last hand. It would be the first hand up. He keeps going up until somebody raises their
right.
hand.
Or no, just.
Funny
just
says, I got a 1250. Boom.
Yeah, just ding your bell for the stewardess.
Well, you know what's funny is what airline do we see videos from on the internet all the time? Because it's a funny guy or they're doing the toilet paper game. It's Southwest, right?
Right. Yeah.
They
right.
know how to. United, I've never posted a video of my wonderful fun time on United. Now, I don't need a wonderful fun time. I need to safely get from point A to point
B.
I'm
not all about
like
the
home.
Fun time on the.
I agree. I'm cool with that. But there's got to be an in between where you just think about things a little better than you do. All right, hold on. We got to take a quick break. We got to do the news. Johnny Jett's going to jump on to help John see what you should do in these situations. If he agrees with you, then fine.
I'm going to go home.
I'll just
kowtow
you.
By the way,
you're going to do what?
I'm going to go home.
You're not going
pretty
home.
Soon.
You just hold on. News is next. 720. Delegion. It's The Download with Justin Kaufman, 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on the Magnificent Mile in the historic Tribune Tower. John Williams is sitting alongside me. He's been gracious enough to hang out and take my abuse for a little while longer.
I thought I was supposed to be here till 8:30.
No, I said from 8 to 9. I said that to you upstairs.
I did not say yes to that.
Well, you didn't say no to
me. I'm happy to be here, Matt. It's good to see you.
I can tell. Joining us on the phone right now is our other buddy, Johnny Jett. JohnnyJett.com is the website where you can find lots of great travel information always. Hey, Johnny Jett, how are you, sir?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're good. Thanks very much for hanging out with us tonight, Johnny. So undoubtedly, I'm assuming, because you're a good airline man, that you have seen the United video, you've heard and seen what's happened and United's response to it. So what's your thoughts?
I think the world has seen that video by now. You know, United and, you know, it was Republic Airways that was flying in one of their regional jets. You know, they're idiots. Short thing. They should not be in this position. It's cost them millions of dollars. They, you know, obviously most passengers don't realize that when they buy a ticket, they're signing a contracted carriage, which means they really basically have no rights. So United had the right to boot the guy off the plane, not forcibly, I don't think. But, you know, they could have avoided it all by offering more money. You know, yeah. Usually they're required to offer more money to people money when they're denied boarding. And, you know, they usually only get up to $400. But other airlines will go up, you know, they'll keep going. And if you actually get booted off like this guy, they would have gotten at least $1,350.
Is that the maximum they could do is $1,350? Can if an airline was, you know, they're on board and they see this is going bad, could they go, hey, I'll tell you what, you know, two free round trip tickets anywhere in the U.S. or an international flight, could they do whatever they wanted, or are they federally restricted on what they can offer?
I don't think they can go more than $1,350.
Okay.
You'd have to ask a lawyer on that one. But, you know, you know, most people are not going to take $400 to take a flight, you know, the following afternoon and spend the night in an airport hotel. But if you offer someone $1,300, I would raise my hand. So, and I know a lot of other people would too. And this whole thing could have been avoided easily because other people would have said, I'll give up my seat. And, you know, the doctor probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But that's just, it's an easy way for the airlines to avoid. I mean, they're all trying to overbook the flights because, you know, a lot of people either misconnect, they're, you know, they don't show up, they're business travelers, and they're using data from the previous year, so they're not entirely sure, but they want to make sure that the plane doesn't go out with any empty seats.
Yeah. So John and I have been having an argument here, who's more at fault? Do you think that passenger handled things very badly, or are you not surprised that this type of incident finally happened?
Well, you know, I don't know all the details. I've read a couple of the reports, so I don't know exactly what happened. But it is, I mean, I'm going to go with the airline because they could have avoided it by offering more money. I mean, there's no way the guy should have just been picked up and pulled off like that. They should have never let him on the plane to begin with. It was United's fault for letting the guy on the plane. You know, the people they're going to boot.
Well, they might not have known. In defense of United, and I'm not big on defending United tonight, but maybe this kind of came up last minute. They didn't know that they were going to have to take this crew. Maybe something else got canceled. It's United's responsibility to get them there. And, okay, well, we got to get four passengers off this flight. I imagine that's happened before, right? I mean, does that happen relatively often, Johnny?
Yeah, actually, my old girlfriend was just a United Airlines flight attendant based out of Chicago. So I spent a lot of time there. I used to use her passes all the time. I gotten booted off the plane because a paying passenger came up. But, you know, there's ways to go around it. And, again, if that's going to be the situation, then offer more money. Don't just offer $400. No one's going to get off.
So here's the one good thing I think can come out of this. And, John, maybe this is why I'm defending the guy so much, because sometimes somebody needs to do something for something to change. And by this guy doing this, making such a spectacle and it being videotaped and being passed around, I have to imagine that this will be talked about in Congress, that maybe something should be changed on what you have to do. I know we've signed a contract and they can do whatever they want, but come on. You pay your money. You're traveling. There is an expectation that if you let me on the flight, you're going to get me to my destination, not say, sorry, it's tomorrow, the next day, or the next day. Johnny, do you think there should be some federal legislation changed? We changed how long they can stay on the tarmac, right? That was done a couple of years ago when a flight was left out there for 13 hours. So maybe something needs to be done federally. What do you think about that?
I mean, I like the idea. As long as it benefits the passengers. I mean, the airlines are always trying to – you know, get the upper hand, and they have the upper hand. They make the rules, and people sign it when they're buying these tickets. But something needs to be done. And again, that was a good point that they did make that rule after, you know, they're not allowed to be on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. Otherwise, the airlines get fined, was it $27,000 each person? So,
but the airline has to be the ultimate arbiter, right? I mean, it's their airplanes. It's our safety that we're entrusting to them. So
right.
If somebody's going to be unhappy, who's the decider? I want the pilot of the airplane or the manager of that flight, whoever that person is, to decide. If, for instance, this guy was so belligerent that they said, okay, we can't get him off, we'll reroute the flight crew in Louisville, well, then Wouldn't that empower every other obnoxious flyer to just cross their hands and say, no,
yep,
I'm not going to do it? When my point, Johnny, to Matt was the airline screwed up, but they have the right to screw up. We've entrusted them that privilege. They're the deciders. So when the cops come on board, you got to get off the plane. The conversation's over.
And I can see that point, you know. And we don't know what actually happened. So, you know, maybe he deserved to be pulled off. I don't know exactly what happened behind it, but it was really extreme. And, you know, the airlines do this. They could have avoided it just by giving more money to other people. And they didn't do it.
Johnny, all right, so say they offered to $1,300 and nobody stepped up. What do you think should happen then? Do you think what happened should have happened, or do you think United, because I think United should have said, you know what, it's not going to be worth the PR headache. We're not going to drag somebody forcibly off one of our flights. We'll have to figure out another way to get this crew there.
You know, again, that's a good question. I think someone would have taken it for $1,300, but if they didn't, you know, keep going to someone bites.
Well, what if they're federally mandated, they cannot go above $1,300. So we're at the end point.
That is the actual law.
But let's assume it is. Let's assume it is. They can't do anything more, and this guy won't leave. What do you think United should have done?
You know, it said the flight's canceled, booted everyone off the plane, and then...
Oh, that wouldn't look good for United.
and then said, oh, it's back, and then they control the gate area.
You know, and then you know who they'd be mad at? And then who would they be mad at?
They'd still be mad at United.
They'd be mad at that guy. Yeah. They've been mad at that guy. You know how, like, when the classroom, the teacher says, if somebody doesn't tell me who put the thumbtack on my seat, you're all getting a detention.
But that's somebody who actually put a thumbtack on the seat that they're mad at in that situation, John. This guy didn't do anything. He's just like everybody else. We're all innocent of this. The teacher screwed up, and now she's punishing everybody. I mean, can you imagine? You know, listen, I don't want to liken this to some greater, grander thing, but at some point, somebody needs to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to be treated that way, and make a stand.
Mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Huh?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit of that, isn't it?
The pilot always has the final say. So if they tell you to get off the plane, the pilot tells you to get off the plane, and you don't get off the plane, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah, but the pilots don't generally just walk down the flight and go, you know what, buddy, I don't like you. You're off the plane.
That is the weird thing, though, about this, Johnny, that I didn't know. I mean, for all that we've all flown and talked about flight issues, that at some point it becomes a lottery, a reverse lottery. It's a loser lottery. If your name comes up, you have to get off the
plane. That's the reference. I made the Greatest Game reference earlier. I meant The Lottery by Shirley Jackson.
Absolutely.
They drew his name, and he's going to get stoned to death. That's what happened. That's unfair.
Sorry, I used that.
I did read that they randomly picked them, but I just don't know if it was random. Again,
well, it's
not
random. They said that it's not random.
It's the last person. Last.
No, it is not. It is. They go by when they deboard somebody or refuse somebody entry. It goes by your flight status. So if he's a high up flyer, he's not going to get booted.
Get
how
booted.
Much you paid for the ticket?
That seems fair.
And when you checked in. So
exactly.
it is the best survive, John.
It was random, but. You know, my sister was flying to the Caribbean recently with her family, and she called me up. She goes, the airline won't let us on the plane. There's no more seats. And I said, well, they owe you money. They owe you at least $1,350. She had no idea. And the airline doesn't tell you this information. So she told the gate agent, and the gate agent was like, okay, just right there, we'll give you the money. They wrote four checks for $1,350.
Oh, really? Because she pressed the case.
Yes, but you got to be nice to them, first of all, but you got to be forceful.
Now, if your sister had been on the flight and they grabbed her and said, we're taking you off, do you think she would have just said, all right, that's cool? Or would she have resisted? Nevertheless,
she would have resisted.
She resisted.
If they told her $1,350, she would have got a new handbag. She probably would have got off.
That's what they should do, because really $800 is kind of abstract. But if you walk up and down with some you know, coach bags or some golf clubs. Yeah. You come down with a ping driver, I think a lot of guys get off, follow them right off the plane.
Just come down. You don't have to do that even, or the cash. Just go four free round-trip tickets. Make it double. Four free round-trip tickets anywhere in America. Eight round-trip tickets anywhere in America. Whatever.
And one of my friends, she just wrote a post for Forbes yesterday. She got $11,000 out of Delta this weekend out of their debacle because she got bumped twice with her whole family.
Wow.
And they gave her $11,000? Oh, because $1,350
she might have got bumped three times. She must have got bumped three times.
But, you know, you don't get on the plane to make money. You really, at the end of the day, the reason you're on the plane is to go on vacation or to get married or to go to the conference.
Or to get home so you can perform surgery tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not sure he was a surgeon.
But I do know people who book tickets on busy flights where they know they're going to get bumped.
Because they want to get the extra money.
Johnny, what do you think about his profession being a sort of mitigating factor?
Well, I don't think it matters what if he was a garbage man or a doctor, and I don't think anyone ever – I don't think they even confirmed that he's a doctor, so
I don't think
it doesn't matter what they are.
Well, here's my defense of that, though, Johnny. If he is a doctor, there's no other occupation that they ever call out on the plane, is there a so-and-so on board? They never say, hey, is there a talk show host on board? We need you up front, please. Talk to everybody. No, they don't do that. Is there a doctor on board? Yes. If you're a doctor, you're called into service at any time.
Yeah, that happens a lot, doesn't it? A lot of emergency appendectomies at 30,000 feet.
Hold on. Johnny Jett, tell me how many times a year that an airline invokes and asks, is there a doctor on board? I can guarantee you, Johnny.
I don't know the exact number, but it does happen often, and it happened to me last week.
Just happened to Johnny last week. It happened, I bet, at least over 100 times a year, don't you think? There's 5,000 planes in the air at any time. Well over 100 times a year. When's the last time somebody called out, hey, John Williams, are you a talk show host? Can you come up here for a moment, please?
You know, it was amazing. There was one time where I was on a flight and they asked if the radio news anchor was on board. And I actually went up and delivered the safety information. So,
are you serious?
I'm kidding.
Oh. trying to help me out here.
Are you serious, he said. Johnny Jett, where does everybody go for your newsletters and everything else that you provide, sir?
JohnnyJett.com, JohnnyJett1T. I'm not related to Joan.
That's a shame. You should have been.
Hey, that would have been nice.
JohnnyJett.com. Thanks so much for jumping on the phones. We appreciate it.
All right, you guys. Take care.
Have a great night.
And does the newsman who seems to be reasonable, he just stepped away from his mic. But,
yeah, he likes to do that.
I'd like to just know at the end of this snappy hour here what his...
this was a snappy hour, yes.
What his...
Rob's take?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I think Rob's been listening to this. He's been
Your arbiter of reason?
Yeah, actually he is. I'll defer to Rob on this.
Mm. Okay, let's take a quick break and a final few thoughts on 720 WGN. You can call me UAL. How about that? Matt Bubala here on the download. Justin Hoffman wisely took the evening off tonight. 720 WGN, John Williams in studio. One last call, because Briggs, I want to hear what happened to you. Briggs, same thing happened to you on a United flight last week?
Yeah, hi. This is Briggs. I was flying out of Seattle back to O'Hare.
Okay.
And they're always packed flights. And typically I fly United. All the time fly United, and recently I got bumped back to boarding group 5. So when you're on boarding group 5, you might as well just wait to be the last person in line.
Yeah,
because I mean you're not going to have any overhead room.
I didn't even know it went to 5. It goes to 5?
I thought it was 4 too. Yeah. I didn't know there was a 5.
No, it goes to 5.
Yeah, so no matter what, you're checking the overhead bag, you're not going to get to bring that on board. And what happened, Briggs? Did you get on that flight?
No, I didn't. I was the last person in the line because like I said, I had no rush to get in there.
Right.
And they said it's a booked flight, sir. You can't get on. And I did raise a little fuss.
Because you had a ticket, yeah.
Yeah, and I even purchased additional upgrade, and they had no response for me.
You were
whatsoever. So I heard earlier that they were saying, you get compensated. I called Mileage Plus, I called United, and nothing happened. So in a way, I can kind of understand the guy's response.
Well, where did you stay that night? What happened when you got bumped from your flight?
Well, they put me on the next flight, and they didn't even say that I was guaranteed that flight. It was standby.
Wow.
So yeah, so you buy a flight with United, and if you can't get on that flight, even though you purchased ticket, you purchased an upgrade, you're not even guaranteed the next flight.
That's crazy.
And United has been pretty awful. I fly all over the world with them, over the past 8 years. And here lately, it's delayed flights, all that kind of stuff.
Well, not everything like that they can control. I mean, delayed flights, weather, stuff like that, they can't always control everything. But, Briggs, you should have demanded some money from them, apparently, according to Johnny Jett. We'll have to all read up on that. But that's just poor service.
Yeah, but he got delayed one flight. He didn't get stayed overnight.
Right, but if they bump you, I think he's saying they owe you something. And maybe it's not $1,300, but they owe you something. You bought a ticket. He wasn't flying standby to start with.
Don't you think they're overselling these too much? Because the flights are always full anymore. They shouldn't be overselling them.
They shouldn't be so much, but I think people cancel all the time, too. Business travelers, I've had to cancel flights before. I canceled a flight for somebody just a couple of weeks ago. We had a conference to go to, and one of our employees came up sick and couldn't go. So I had to cancel it last second. Mm-hmm. And they charge you for that, but then I guarantee you they then resold that seat.
Yeah.
Rob Martier, John Williams wants you to be the ultimate arbiter of our little what is the question?
Well,
we're asking,
the other
John?
Day was who screwed up more, the airline or the passenger, based on the whole story.
Based on the whole story, which I'm familiar with, and this is one of the few issues that I'm actually kind of riding the fence, but I'm going to go that the passenger screwed up more. When you're asked to leave a flight in this day and age, when you're asked to do anything really by the airline, you really should kind of abide by their rules, because then bad things happen. Whether you're going through security or whether you've made the flight or whether you're on the plane, you just don't want to be causing a scene.
So let me.
So I'm siding with the airline.
So I guess that's the end of the show, Matt.
Sure. Of course, you don't want to get arrested. You don't want to get dragged off. You don't want any of these things to happen. I'll agree with that. However, I think at some point, is it wrong that in general the airlines have this system where, we have a crew on, even though you paid, we want you to come off, I've chosen you, you're leaving?
Terrible. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's
absolutely
wrong. Is that wrong, John?
But you take a deep breath, you go out to the counter.
Hold on. Just answer this. Is that wrong?
I know it's going to sound belligerent, Matt, but no. I think it's their airplane. It's their crew. It's a commercial operation.
It makes sense that they oversell or just decide, no, we're going to put these other people on.
Did you ever have reservations
at
a restaurant and they weren't able to seat you for an extra hour and a half because they were just so busy that night? And you go, this is crap. I paid for this. It's a company that has the right to do business badly.
I think it's slightly different, but sure, that's happened. Actually, what's happened that is frustrating is I've had friends get to a hotel and they are run out of rooms. Or I've gone to rent a car and they don't have the car.
Did you do this?
So that's happened before. Well, they didn't drag me out. I said, okay. I mean, I kind of had to leave because I wasn't on a plane that was going to take me somewhere. I've never been in the rental car and then they come out and go, you know what?
You can't have
We're
this
sorry.
Car. That would be the
can't
same.
Have this car. I've never been in the seat at the restaurant with the steak in my, and they're like, you know what? We're going to need this table.
The dentist is actually about to drill when they go, no, actually a more important person needs their teeth filled.
Yeah. So there's that, John. That's
Thank
the thing.
You, Rob. I love
and
you,
And here's
sir.
The thing is
I
that,
love that man.
If
welcome.
What comes out of this is the airlines decide this is a wrong way to do business, we're not going to do it like this anymore, then the passenger did a good thing for all of us.
Thank you, America.
This will change nothing.
We'll see about that. We'll have to wait and see. John Williams, thank you so much for hanging out, buddy. I know
Matt
it was a long
Kubala.
Day for you. I love John Williams. 1 to 3 p.m. weekdays, 10 a.m. to noon Saturdays here on 720. WGN News is next. Matt Bubala with you here, 720 WGN. It's The Download with Justin Kaufman. Justin's off tonight. Coming up after the 9:30 news, Agnes and Vikram Singh from Kama Indian Bistro in LaGrange with delicacies and some summery drinks, tips for you on how to make them at home and on your porch. Some text that I never got to earlier about the whole United Airlines debacle and what you should do or what United should do. A texter suggested for a new mantra, because we don't think fly the friendly skies exactly fits anymore, United, where passengers come last. That's a rough one. Another texted and sent us, this is great, what an Uber X to Louisville would have cost. Would have cost, at least tonight, they just did it tonight, $381. So for $381, United could have gotten this crew, now granted, a 7-hour drive, so that's no fun, but gotten them to Louisville, Kentucky, for $381, what do you think today cost United Airlines? Now, if you already have a ticket, you're not canceling it probably, but maybe next time you book a ticket, you're thinking twice about it. It's just costing them a lot in bad PR, I would think. I would think it's in the hundreds of thousands. It's certainly just, if you call it PR even, say they're not really going to lose money from this maybe, which I don't see how that is, but say they're not. Just from what they're going to pay to this gentleman who bloodied left the plane being dragged out by his arms, that's going to cost more than $381. I mean, all in all, they would have been better off just, you know, not doing it.
I've got another suggestion for a slogan from Rick from the 708.
Okay.
Fly the friendly skies if we let you. I like that one a lot.
In a sinister tone.
Oh, if yeah. we let you.
630, fly with United. We're more important than you. That's pretty good. Thank you, 630. 773, little play on the words and flying. 773 says, kind of a drag, United. That's good. That's good. Oh, 630 says, fly the hostile tarmac. That's a good one. You'll want to fly United so much, you'll go kicking and screaming. That's pretty good. People, you're working tonight. I appreciate it. I hope Oscar's listening in with his team of people. They're around. Do you think they're in a boardroom right now? The windows blacked out, whiteboard going, coffee cups everywhere, probably, you know, Chinese food cartons all over the place. They've been sitting there all day, you know, shirts unbuttoned, just sleeves rolled up, trying to figure this out. How are we going to make this right? No, they're not doing that. That's the problem. 773 says, give blood, fly United. That's good. That's really good.
I could if I could unsee that video, I totally would.
It's not a good video.
Scary.
773, fly United. Have a personal injury retain. Oh, doggone, I screwed it up. Sorry, 773. Fly United and have a personal injury attorney on retainer. 815, fly United or not. Our call. Not your call. Our call.
I think that's my favorite so far.
That's a good one. You people are really working it. I like it. 312-981-7200. News is next, 720.